This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, a judge ruled that William Perry Pendley can no longer serve as Bureau of Land Management acting director. And researchers predict that climate change will reduce the number of aspens that make fall color in the Rockies so captivating. Plus, Colorado's recent spike in COVID cases is leveling off, but Governor Polis says it's too early to celebrate. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
A Delta County watchdog group is challenging the proposed expansion of Colorado's right to farm statute in the county's draft land use code. Delta County Citizen Report sent a letter through its attorney to the Delta County Planning Commission, asking that the county address concerns about expanding agricultural protections to future ag operations. Already established agricultural uses are protected from nuisance lawsuits, but Delta County's proposal would block such lawsuits for new agricultural uses as well. Toxic algae is spreading in Blue Mesa Reservoir. The Iola Basin section of the reservoir has been closed to swimming due to high algae levels. Dogs should not be allowed to swim in or drink reservoir waters. On Monday, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission gave its preliminary approval to a set of new rules for oil and gas development. The rules include increasing drilling setbacks for homes to 2,000 feet, considering cumulative impacts of development, and more.
Governor Jared Polis says Colorado's recent spike in coronavirus cases appears to be leveling off. But as Scott Franz reports for Capital Coverage, the governor says it's too early to celebrate.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 were up about 16% this week, and the governor says it will take another week to see if the state has reached the end of what he is calling a third wave of increases during the ongoing pandemic.
I hope that we're able to say we're now on a downward trend from the third peak, but we are not able to say that yet. And we are still worried that this could be an increase.
Officials suspect the spike was triggered by the Labor Day holiday and the start of college classes. And this week, New York added Colorado to its list of states whose travelers need to self-quarantine when they arrive in the Northeast. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Tourists in Colorado's high country might want to snap a lot of pictures while they can. Researchers predict that climate change will reduce the number of aspens that make fall color in the Rocky Mountains so captivating. H2O Radio reports.
In Colorado, nothing says fall like a drive in the high country to see the bright orange and yellow leaves of aspen trees shimmering against a crisp blue sky. People flock to the mountains not only to see the vibrant colors, but they can hear them too.
You know, when the wind blows, they kind of rattle or shake. So it's sort of a multi-sensory experience.
That's Dr. Yelena Vukamanovich of North Carolina State University. She and a team of researchers just released a study looking at how the iconic trees in Colorado will fare in a warming world. Unfortunately for aspens, the future is already here.
We are actually already starting to see declines in aspens. In recent years, there's been more drought, there's been warming temperatures.
Climatologists aren't sure that as Colorado warms, if it will have more precipitation or less. So Vukamanovich did computer models of three scenarios for the next 100 years. The first was with conditions staying the same. The second was with drier and warmer temperatures. And the third was also warmer, but assumed wetter conditions.
If we project that into the future, even if we keep current conditions, there's going to be declines in aspen. But if we add in worsening climate change scenarios, that decrease is going to be greater. So there's going to be greater loss of aspen under climate change.
She saw a slightly better outcome for the trees if the future were wetter in Colorado, but says heat is the biggest factor and will drive the trees to higher elevations in the mountains. That means fewer people will see them because they'll be less accessible, and communities that rely on that tourism will suffer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we saw some estimates of as high as $20 billion that aspen contribute to the economy.
The researchers wanted to show how a warming world will affect environments, but in a more subtle way than hurricanes or wildfires. So in conducting their study, they modeled whether the trees would be visible from popular vantage points along three scenic highways in Colorado.
You know, most people experience aspen by driving through these landscapes. So that kind of human dimension where you know, you have to kind of see it to believe it sometimes. But it's going to impact sort of all aspects of our lives, even something like, you know, taking a drive to see fall foliage.
For Coloradans, aspens are a part of the state's identity and give residents a sense of place. In a warming world with trees forced to higher and cooler regions, instead of driving a convertible to see them, you might need a pair of hiking boots. In Denver for H2O Radio, I'm Franny Halperin.
Last week, a Montana judge ruled that William Perry Pendley can no longer serve as acting director of the Bureau of Land Management. KVNF's Jody Peterson has more on what that decision means.
William Perry Pendley had been appointed in July 2019 to be acting director of the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees 245 million acres of public land. But by federal law, acting director appointments cannot last longer than 210 days, and Pendley had been on the job for 424 days. The chief judge of the Montana Federal Court concluded that Pendley's appointment by the Trump administration was illegally evading the Appointments Clause of the Constitution, which requires positions like Pendley's to be confirmed by a Senate vote. KVNF spoke with Scott Streeter, a reporter with the independent E&E News, who's covered the Bureau of Land Management for many years, to learn more about the potential consequences of the judge's decision.
The fallout from this is potentially very significant. First off, the Interior Department will appeal this. I mean, they've been very clear, but in the meantime, he still is in a position to have a lot of influence over what's been done. But the big fallout from this, if they don't prevail, really is anything Mr. Pendley signed. BLM has a list of all these significant actions that Mr. Pendley's been involved in that would be subject to review. The big issue, I think, coming up is what decisions did he make that could be thrown out?
The length of time that Pendley has been overseeing the BLM without ever being voted on by the Senate is likely unprecedented in other administrations.
The judge very clearly felt that Secretary Bernhardt and the Trump administration was trying to evade advice and consent mandates for these Senate-appointed positions. I mean, especially after President Trump withdrew Pendley's nomination, and they still just continued on, you know, in this path, this very ambiguous, nebulous, exercising the authority of the director path that they're on up until this ruling on Friday. There's a lot of weighty constitutional, regulatory, federal law issues here.
The judge's order may have broader implications, since the Trump administration has never nominated anyone to fill more than 100 key leadership positions that by law must be confirmed by the Senate. Many of the people in those jobs may now be challenged for violating the federal vacancies law. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.